Hi, this is Nick Forster. I want to invite you to stop by E-Town. It's the first part of our very special show, recorded live in Burlington, Vermont at the Flynn Theater with special guests Steve Earle and Anais Mitchell. Plus, we have a great achievement award, and that's all coming this week in E-Town.
Tuesday at noon on KRBS.
Earl Washboard Sally coming to you. Listen to this. Joe Pete got too many women.
Joe Pete a deux femmes, des mots on n'est pas. Joe Pete est canaille, Joe Pete est mauvais. Viens pas là-bas, viens pas ici. Joby t'as deux femmes, Joby t'as deux femmes. Et Joby fait pas sa chien.
Washboard's Alley. Joe Pete got too many women. That's what he says. Coming up is something by Terrence Simeon on his label, or his CD rather, Positively Beardhead. Advanced CD recorded back in 1999. Jolie Blanche, number 8 on his CD. Listen to this one, yeah. Tune Cool Record.
lei e torna le zappe che no e che la sua posso parlare a monte su.
Ten minutes past 9 o'clock. Beautiful selection there, Terrence Simeon, Jolie Blanche on his Positively Beard Head CD is the title of it. And he has 12 cuts on this and it was recorded back in 1999 on Tune Cool Records. Terence Simeon. All right, continue with something by the man himself, the man who actually plays accordion, keyboard, everything you can think of. And he's a Creole ambassador for Zydeco music throughout the world. And that's none other than, of course, his sidekick. I won't name him yet, but he got his sidekick, the little buck. But this is the big buck. Coming up, here we go, on his CD called On Track.
Hey!
Just leave me alone. That's what he tells me all the time.
All right.
what we always say. If you don't want me, please tell me, let me so. But you can't read the signs sometimes. You got to read the signs. Yeah, they always sending you a message. If they don't want you, they may not be willing to tell you, but you got to read the signs. 16 past 9 o'clock. Here we go with something by Joe Hall, Lautel Special.
Moi la copine. All right. Montez dans mon pick-up truck. Alors la copine, chat. On a parti à l'école là-bas, chat. Tout partout dans les rangs coton. Dans les rangs maïs. On va à l'école dans les rangs patates. La déco dans les pièces coton. On trappe mes milets, allons à l'écho. On trappe mes milets, on mène les bridons. Allons à l'écho, allons à l'écho. On trappe mes milets, on mène les bridons. Allons la flèche de Simon Traîneau. Oh yeah, yeah, allons à l'écho. Oh yeah, yeah, allons à l'écho. Oh yeah, yeah, à danser pour les cas. Oh yeah, yeah, à danser mazouka. Oh mam, comment c'est vaillant. Oh, tout quelqu'un a fait Zareko, chef. Oh, tous les 10 enfants a fait Zareko. Oh, tout le vieux monde a fait Zareko. Oh yeah, yeah, allons Zareko. Oh yeah, yeah, allons Zareko. Allons à l'écoche, les ronds patates. Allons à l'écoche, les clos maillus. Allons à l'écoche, allons à l'écoche. Oh, yeah, yeah, les ronds maillus.
Oh yeah, 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 allons à l'écho. Oh mam, oh mam, oh pop, yeah, allons à l'écho. Oh yeah, des maths au tortillon. Oh yeah, yeah, des maths au tortillon. Oh pop, yeah, allons à l'écho. Oh pop, yeah, allons à l'écho. Moi, il dans ça. Et dans. On dit-toi ça. Moi, il dans les mondes, la faisait à l'écho dans les pièces coton. Moi, il dans ça.
Sounds by the late great Zydeco Joe. Allons danser. Allons faire le Zydeco seat. On a Saturday, damp Saturday morning, 22 past 9 o'clock. Good morning to Terrell all the way in Raleigh, North Carolina, calling this morning. Thank you for listening and keep tuning. And we're going to send this next selection out to you, especially going out for you, something by Clifton Chenier that was recorded back in 1975 in Switzerland, Louisiana, when he was doing a program up there and a festival. Live at the Montreux Festival in Switzerland. Did I say Switzerland, Louisiana?
Yeah,
I did say that. And you know what? I was in Switzerland in 1960, October of 60. I was traveling through that part of the country in 1960 and looked at all of the snow-capped mountains that they had of their beautiful area. But anyway, he recorded this in the festival, the Montreux Festival in Switzerland, the country of Switzerland. Not Louisiana, no. But he's a native of Louisiana. Of course, Clifton was born on June the 21st of 1925, and he passed away on December 12th of 1987. And he's always going to be recognized as the undisputed king of Zydeco. And you might as well always remember that. When he passed away, it was a great loss to all of us because, you know, Clift was the man that actually brought up and brought out the Zydeco music throughout the world. And there was no question about that, about he dedicated and loyal dedicated to the Zydeco music. There was no doubt about that part about it. And is it good enough?
What year?
Actually, the year was 1987, when he passed away.
Now I'm talking about Switzerland. When you was in Switzerland?
In October of 1960.
Was it still spelled Switzerland? Was it S-W-I-S or S-W-I-Z? Switzerland?
Switzerland.
Switzerland?
Switzerland.
Okay. That's when you was in...
Switzerland.
That was in the military.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, y'all had brown suits then. What branch you was in?
Brown suits.
Yeah. They didn't get it. No,
you want to insult me this morning?
I'm not I think this is history.
I think you woke up this morning with intention.
This is history. I'm trying to educate.
Just because I told you I milk a pig.
We know you milk the pig. You're going to be forever the pig milker.
Pig milker.
Oh, yeah, you know that. You're going to have so many people calling you the pig milker. It's like the dog killer.
Yeah, yeah.
In Floyd Anderson.
The dog running around the tree. he shoved that dog in the road.
He pushed that dog in front
of himself. No, what happened? He threw some food across the street and saw this car coming.
Go get it.
Go get it. And the dog ran across that.
The dog killer. Good morning, Floyd Anderson, wherever you may be. Yeah. Hopefully you're having a great day. I know, John, we got a lot of listeners up here on Saturday morning.
Yes,
it's just
indeed.
A beautiful thing. Yeah, and it's a little wet outside. I guess it's still raining. We can't see or hear.
We need to.
I tell you what, John, we'll tell you
we
what we do.
Let's come here this something.
Week, and we're going to cut us a hole in this top up there where we can see what's going on
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, we need to.
We need to be able to see. We can't see. Uncle Paul, what are you? You ain't see, don't.
Not a crack.
Not a thing.
Peep.
Not a thing. We can't see nothing.
We can't hear nothing. We can't see nothing. You know, that's a... That's the worst part about it.
But look, we talk about voting. I'm finding a lot of information that.
Yeah, you did.
You know, so it's going to be real interesting. So if you got people who don't know what to do when they go to vote or what they need to go to vote, then just call them up and tell them, and we're going to try to get some information. And we're definitely getting it off the web as to, from the Secretary of State and see what we can find out for you, because it's really important that we know what we're doing. And many of us vote every time there's an election. There's so many people that haven't voted. I know there's a fear, and we're going to try to make voting real easy for you and just tell you how much the voting is all about you and helpful to you. So don't feel like a stranger, because everybody's there to help you. So we're going to really try to push that until the election on November the 6th. Vote for whomever you wish to vote. But we're going to just try to make it easy for you, that it's not a fearful thing. And just because everybody vote all of the time doesn't mean you haven't voted in a long time or may never have voted. Now is the time to start voting. So we're really going to be pushing voting, voting, voting. You got to go vote. The most powerful thing that you can do in your life is to vote. That's unbelievable. The one powerful thing you have in your life is to be able to go vote. And you got to register.
That's the truth.
That's a powerful thing.
Because you don't have a voice in decision making if you don't vote.
Absolutely. And it's just like at your house. You know, for those of you that's at home, you know, sometimes you got to make these grand decisions about whether you're going to buy a vehicle or not buy a vehicle, or whether you're going to take certain medicine or not take certain medicine because of your financial conditions. You communicate with people. And this is exactly what voting does. It says, well, I like this candidate because this candidate does the things that I like him to do. And it's the same thing. And it's a lot of people putting in their information in, and your voice counts because you help them make a decision as to who the majority wants to be, whatever candidacy that they're running for. You know?
That's right.
We'll come back and talk a little bit about that, because this is all about Zydeco this morning, because we're going to have a great time this Saturday morning, Saturday morning.
Let's say good morning to Raymond.
Raymond
Vavasseur.
Hadn't heard.
Yeah, he called this morning. And Alfred, Wallace Alfred.
Hadn't heard from Wallace Alfred.
He got distracted this morning. He was talking to me on the phone, and he was driving at the drive-in window at the bank, and then he was distracted by something.
Oh, I know what it was. Yeah. I know what it was, Mr. Alfred. Do you have an account here? You know, you cannot cash a check at a bank if you don't have an account. Let me put it the other way.
Yeah.
At a bank, you cannot cash your check at a drive-through window. Okay?
Right.
Now, but you can go inside.
Yes.
Even though you don't have an account and cash it. Of course, you're going to pay to cash it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're going to pay because...
Talking about banks.
Okay.
That was a bank robber. Yesterday, and the bank robber was killed on highway in a town. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Where on?
Well, it was Verrod School Road and near Frank Kaysen Crew.
That's where he ended up.
Yeah, he ended up. But he started off on Ambassador Caffrey and robbing the home bank on Ambassador Caffrey, and they were casing place up there, and they figure out that's what he wanted to do. And so, sure enough, they let him get out of the bank and took off, and they were trying to do a little routine stop just to...
Right.
And he took off.
Did they find the money?
Well,
or is it some flying all over the place?
No, it wasn't like that.
I'm going by Frank Casey this morning. I'm driving. I shouldn't have said that. I probably got about 20 cars already on their way to Frank Casey to see if he got some money flying
around. We better go out there. But it happened in Los Angeles, by the way. You know, the money was being spread. We'll be right back, though, right after those messages. Stay tuned. Don't you dare go away.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for this morning's program comes from The Bank, offering a full range of financial services from four convenient locations, Jennings, Iaway, Iota, and Lake Arthur. It's the new standard in banking. The Bank, the quiet bank.
Hi, everyone. This is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we have Paul Thorne at the King Biscuit Blues Festival in Helena, Arkansas. Then we'll also hear from our feature host, Dick Rachelson, as he wraps up his series on The Real Beal. That's all coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan.
Tonight at 11 on KRVS.
I'm a hog for you. FL, moi un cochon pour toi. I wanna keep on rootin', la, 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 la.
Many of you can relate to that when you had your little filet in the back pocket and blue black pot, all that red wine and sitting in the back pocket and walking down the highway. And you were twisting your head when you listened to this music. Late great Clinton Chenier, listen to it.
You can put a yoke around my neck. Believe me, baby, I'm gonna do that like a snake. I'm a hog. I'm gonna run around your nose. I'm gonna give my run around. And what I love is.
most of you would have to agree that that Clifton Chenier's music, you can listen to it on and continuously, because he has that sound that no other band could ever produce and have never been able to produce. So we can play his music, even though he has passed away since 1987. His music lives on. Clifton Chenier, late great, I'm a Hog for You. And it was out there in a festival over in Switzerland. And I just want to let you know that it was in Switzerland, not Louisiana at all. And the band at that time was he, Clifton Chenier, and Cleveland Chenier, his brother, Jumpin' Joe Morris on bass, and Little Buck Paul Senegal was on the guitar, and Robert St. Julian on the drum. And all this was recorded back in 1975. Live and over there. So that music.
Little Buck was on there too?
Yeah, Little Buck was on there.
Little Buck. What year was he born?
Little Buck? I don't know.
I know he wanted to beat me up right now.
Well, Little Buck, Little Buck is older than me.
What?
Yes, he's older than me.
Oh, well, he had
Can
been
you imagine?
So he had been to Switzerland before you.
Well, yeah.
God, Lil Buck.
Lil Buck.
I tell you what, he didn't play with a... What band he hasn't played with? And Noah ain't there. I know I'm messing with my partner, but anyway. But he has. And even today, he's playing with a lot of different bands.
That's right.
You know, call him because they need that knowledge. And I mean, he's comfortable at what he do, and he know what he's doing. But, I mean, he's been playing a while. We figure that was in what, 19?
This was 1975.
This is 75, you know. So
We could probably go back and pull some of the CDs.
I would bet he's been playing at least 50 years.
I would say that.
At
better.
Least. I mean, you know, I guess professionally, not how long he's been playing, really, but professionally, I bet 50 years
he's been playing. Yeah, professionally, he's been playing. I would have to agree with that because he's, 60-something. And
yeah, because he was real young when he started playing.
He started playing that guitar, he's just playing on.
Yeah.
I think that the reason why people... The musician actually want him to play because he knows how to fit in.
And one thing about it, he also turns them. You don't say, this is how, this is music. This is not music. This is music.
Yeah.
And a lot of people call him to play. I mean, and he'll go play by himself.
I think that too, Coral Day, I don't have a list of the musicians that
But
that
I know he with plays him. With Corey.
And he plays with Corey quite a bit. Wherever Coral Day's played. Yeah.
But they get along well. Yeah. They get along well because Corey drives him around, you know, which is probably a good thing for the people that's riding around, you know, Lil Buck. I mean, you know.
What were you trying to say?
Well, Lil Buck is used to driving on, you know.
In the middle of the road?
Just one lane highways.
Oh.
You know, now that they have two lanes, it's still one.
Four lanes?
It's still one lane to Lil Buck. He'll drive. Man, I don't know why they got them little lines. He looks at it and says, you see that little dotted line? That means keep your vehicle centered. It helps you center that lane. They made it so wide, so it's a center.
Even the white or the yellow line.
It don't matter. Just drive straight down the middle of the vehicle.
See that car coming down the road? And he's riding in the middle of the road. I'm in the middle of my lane.
Lil Buck says a golf.
Yeah, I know.
Good morning to you.
I can hear him right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come on over, Lil Buck. Come visit with us a while.
He said, no, he's going to have to hang his board.
Lil Buck.
Anyway, let's continue with something by Coral Day.
All right.
And we played the blues about a hog for you. Then we're going to play something that you promised me. That in case I let you go dance with somebody.
That you come back. Some of them don't come back.
No, they don't come back.
Where my woman? I ain't seen her.
What? You let her go
because
dance?
You know, that's a problem when they don't dance at the front of the head to the back of the head towards the back.
It starts dancing and it starts slipping away.
To the back. And you know the man, they always pulling them to the back. Yeah. Push them to the back. If you're sitting in the back of the club, they're pulling them to the front right out the door.
And then following that, I'm going to play something by Chris Ordway.
All right.
And that, I think this was recorded back in 2000, actually.
All right.
and Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Papa was a Rolling Stone, okay.
So
Papa
we got,
the one you done
so
it,
we
Papa.
Got a hog for you. You promised me
uh-huh.
You promised me one thing, and Papa was a Rolling Stone.
All right,
Stone.
Let's go for
let's
it.
Go. Let's go now.
Thank you. chart number two. Dexter, give me that snare, boy.
We will never, never stop again. We're gonna keep this party going on. We will never, never stop again. We're gonna keep this party going on. We will never, never stop again. We're gonna keep this party going on. We will never, never stop again. We're gonna keep this party going on.
Citizen all the way in California. How are we doing today? And Lola Love in Palo Alto, California. Good morning to you. Also, just good morning to all of you who are tuning in this morning all the way across this globe, wherever you are. Just good morning. And people up in Australia and Monsieur Alain and people out there in France, good morning to you. If you're listening to Zydeco Son Pas Soleil, we're going to continue with something, Melbourne. We got to continue with something called Mama's Tired.
Mama's Tired.
Mama's Tired. You know, sometimes mama really get tired.
Yeah, they do get tired.
They get tired and tired.
Yep.
And
so get up and do something for her. Go wash the dishes. Go sweep the floor. Go mop. Mama's tired.
Yeah, help mama her. Tired.
What about daddy?
Well, daddy just...
Just don't ever get tired. Just put it on and bow down, club. Just put it on and put it on and fretly. whip him. Don't let daddy have a break. Put it on him. Daddy don't need no break.
No. And that's a funny thing how they used to do that. And whenever a person or a young man particularly, he's in danger, he'll holler on his mother.
Uh-huh. That's because he called mama. Mama gonna get daddy to go make it happen. Yeah. Simple stuff.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. But then I try to tell my kids, the kids over at school too, all the time, the way they behave. And I said, I asked them a question. Do you love your mother?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. You know, Mr. B, yeah. Yeah. I said, well, do you think your mother wants you to act the way you act?
Uh-huh.
Don't you realize how hurting it is for mother to see a child behave the way they do, like you do? I said, think about it now. Think about it. If you really love your mother, you wouldn't act that way.
No. Mm-hmm. No. And, you know, and mothers really need to correct them when they do act that way. And,
that's right.
You know, the teacher, not because you're a teacher, John, but teachers is the one person that is to mold your child.
Help.
Behavior. So when... the child is telling you that the teacher is so abusive to them. You need to really think that out.
Yeah.
You know, it's very seldom you're going to have a teacher that's going to abuse a child.
No.
You know, something is going on there that you really need to go and say, teacher, what really happened? Then take the teacher's side. You know, because the teacher's not there to hurt. I mean, that's a real tough profession.
Yes.
And if you think it is not, just go sit in the classroom with the teacher sometime and just watch the action.
Yeah.
Watch the action.
Or let us walk out of the class
and you take
over. Yeah, you take over and you run it for a couple of minutes. And
that's right.
So if you think the teacher's job is an easy job, remember, those are the molders of your child. They are the director of the future of your child, because what happens if they cannot teach them, someone else will teach them, and it will not be in a form where they go to school and they can do and say what they want. Now they will go where they have to do what is being told to them. So why wait until
at that time
they get into incarceration that they no longer have rights? Why is it you're going to wait until that time? Then it's okay.
Yeah.
Now, you don't go over to the jailhouse and fuss with the jail and tell them, oh, you can't treat my child.
You
can't lock my child. You can't feed him. You don't do that. But then at the same time, at the school where you should be out there fighting and saying, you know, thank you for helping my child. You're on my child's side, and son and daughter.
You get that. You
one
get
thing
that.
About it, they're going to forget it. Now, we're not saying all of them are going to be like that.
You get that.
Because I know you have some parents, John, that go there and really support the teachers because you're really doing something to help my child, and they need help. And really, we really need the community to support those dear mothers
we'll
that are trying to raise them.